96.9 The Eagle, Tom Nakashima here. Sunrise in Greenback and the Sunrise Marketplace, a third annual day of healing and inspiration. Kat Madru, the people that we meet here, for God's sake.
I tell you, a reality check. You think you, even with what we do, sometimes you live in your own little world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my goodness.
And then you realize there's so much going on out there, and I'm just humbled by the people that are coming up and telling their stories. It's pretty amazing.
A week ago, we heard about Man Alive. Tell us about that.
Well, I've known about Man Alive for a long time. I interviewed a former member of Man Alive a long time ago, and our boss, Curtis, was saying that Man Alive was going to be out here today, and I have Dave with me, who runs the local Man Alive, and there are guys out there who are choosing to find a better way. Real quickly, talk about your story, and then we'll talk about Man Alive. We're going to share a mic, so I'm scooching over to you. Hello. Oh, well, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, 17 years ago, I was working really hard. Blaine was working hard. I was building a business. I was doing a lot of things, supposedly, all because I was the guy. I was going to run the show and build an empire. And my partner, and she was my fiance at the time, was home, and I thought I was taking care of her. Well, the truth was, I was taking care of me. It was all my sense of superiority, entitlement, because I was working so hard, and I was being the man. So I got home one night, I was building a trucking business, and trucking is all about, a lot of that's about confrontation, authority, and I couldn't leave it at work. I brought it home one night, on Valentine's Day, 17 years ago, and I hit her. We were out to dinner one night, that night, got home, I was paying the cab, she said, I'll be upstairs waiting for you. I came upstairs with some expectations, and she told me no, and I said, it's not the way it's supposed to be, and I hit her. And the next day, I called the San Francisco Institute of Mental Health. I said, I'm crazy. I can't believe that I hit my girlfriend. And the woman said, you're not crazy. You're violent. You need to do something about your violence. She gave me the phone number for a program called Man Alive. And 2 days later, I was in class. I haven't raised my hand to anybody in violence since.
So something resonated with you. Had you, well, I don't know if this is a question you can ask. Had you been violent before then? Was that a one-time deal? Or was there situations before, maybe not with this woman, that you were violent? And Elaine would agree that violence and abuse isn't just physical. It's the way you look at someone. It's the things you say to them. It's telling them that they're not worth anything. It's all of that.
Actually, that was the first time I was physically violent to any woman. But as we're very clear, the most damaging and most long-lasting violence is emotional violence.
Yep.
And we call it something called STEM, space, time, energy, materials, different ways to manipulate and keep somebody feeling inferior. I can do that with a glare. I can do that with a leer. I can look over somebody. I can put them down. The next one is verbal. Three types to do it. I can trivialize somebody, say they're worthless. You know, you're such a lousy cook, you can't boil water. Anything I can do to make them feel humiliated.
When you first went into Man Alive in San Francisco, who came out to talk to you? What happened?
I went to a meeting in a basement of a church in the Mission District in San Francisco, where I grew up. Half white guys, half Hispanic. I felt very comfortable. But the facilitator was man about 50 years old, with a gray ponytail down his back, Hispanic man. I said, what is this guy going to tell me? 10 minutes later, I go, he knows more about me than I know about me. Well, what's going on is, I believed I was a smart guy, living my life, doing the right thing. But what was happening, I was so disconnected from my emotions and my feelings, I had no idea how to actually navigate my life in a healthy way.
You brought up an interesting point when we were talking earlier, and this is maybe the human condition, and I'm not excusing violence at all, but you were saying there was always someone else to blame. I was tired. Your food was bad. The violence, whether it's physical or verbal or emotional, could always be dismissed somehow.
We have an acronym for blame: blatant lies and made-up excuses. how much of my life am I responsible for? All of it. Everybody wants to talk about it. There was a zillion reasons why I did what I did. At the end of the day, I did what I did. There's no one else to look at, no one else to blame, except what we do at Man Alive is teach guys that, okay, now you know, you become aware, you'll be accountable for what you did, and we can explain to you, we can let you discover what the emotions you were truly experiencing and why you made the decisions behind it. This is not anger management. This is violence intervention. We encourage everybody to stay connected. Be as angry as you're going to be. But what we do is give you the skills to make healthy decisions.
There's that word again, intervention, before it happens. So how do the guys come to you at Man Alive? Do they walk in the door like you did more often than not, or is it sometimes mandated?
Two-thirds of the men in our program are mandated by the court system, either probation or parole, and a third are self-referred. And it's a great thing to see them all interact equally.
I would like you to give a website and a phone number, and I just want to see if Elaine has anything she'd like to see. She didn't know so much about you before.
I didn't. I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. In the movement, one of the things that we're doing is putting out a call to men. And it's very important that in this movement that it's not just women's voices, it's not just the victims' voices. But I'll tell you what, when guys can come forward and hold themselves accountable, what it does for us as survivors is helps us to let go of that internalized self-blame. We've taken on the responsibility of so much of the issue instead of just our part. Everybody just needs to own their part. And the other part that's really significant, and I want to just highlight it because he did, is that it is anger management does not work in this issue. It's not an anger management issue. It's the, domestic violence is an issue of power control. Abuses are the weapons that's here. It is violence intervention. And the other thing that I want to say from my side of it is that I truly recognize, acknowledge, accept, because I look at my father as a perpetrator, I looked at my brother, and I know that all guys were once victims too. They were little boys who were hurt and shut down those feelings a long time ago when they could not help their mothers, when their fathers were hurting their mothers, that they were powerless themselves. And so
you're
nodding
over here.
To say that you're not alone, and I really understand that it you know, and I hold great reverence, and I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to our partnership.
Yeah.
This is a new partnership we're going to enter into as of this day, so I thank you so much for that.
I appreciate that. Can I have one quick story to add on to what you just said? My first experience with domestic violence, I was 3 years old. And my first memory of this was jumping in front of my mother and saying to my father, "You're not going to hit mommy anymore." The next thing I remember, I can still see it today, was his fist coming at the side of my head.
Yes.
And then bouncing off the kitchen wall.
Yes.
Men are taught that this is the way you take care of business. And anybody that thinks that their child is 1 or 2 years old, won't remember.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. I want to even just reaffirm that two of the guests that have come through Harmony House since we were open in September, they're four-year-old boys. Their four-year-old boys intervened and saved their mother's lives as the perpetrators were strangling the mothers in the bathroom. A four-year-old child is coming in and say, "Daddy, go." A four-year-old child is coming in and saying, "Stop." And so what he is saying is absolutely true. And we know that the younger boys are exposed particularly, it really is closing their hearts so early, and they are victimized so so traumatically as young boys. And then they're growing up and they're learning to be disconnected. And so when I think about men, I think about they're, you know, guys are human beings too. They really are, and they have big, big, huge hearts. And so
well,
this is an amazing thing that's happening.
The organization is Man Alive.